The former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in jail for murdering Australian Justine Damond Ruscek. In heartbreaking testimony, her American fiancé, Don Damond, told the court of his misery and heartbreak. Her Australian family weren't in court, but letters were read on their behalf, including one from her father, John Ruscek, arguing for the maximum sentence to be imposed. North America correspondent Connor Duffy filed this report from Minneapolis.
It was a day both heartbreaking and historic. Inside court, Justine's fiancé, Don Damond, wept as he turned his victim's impact statement into a love letter to his murdered partner. He said he wanted to tell her his heart aches every day, and instead of enjoying a wedding and children, he's been left with tears and grief.
I miss you so much, every day. I don't understand how such a thing could happen to you and to us. We both lived with our hearts open, caring for others.
Justine's Australian family weren't in court, but letters were read on their behalf by lawyers. Her father, John Ruscek, said every day felt like he was missing a limb and asked for the maximum sentence to be imposed. Mohammed Noor's defence had argued for no prison time at all, and the convicted murderer told Judge Catherine Quaintance of his remorse.
I have owed Miss Ruscek's family an apology for a long time. I did write them a letter while in jail, and now I apologize in person for taking the life of such a perfect person who was dear to them and so many others.
Despite denying the Damond and Ruscek families an explanation for 2 years until his trial, Noor now wants to meet with them.
I will think about Miss Ruscek and her family forever. The only thing I can do is try to live my life in a good way going forward.
He told the court the killing is something he'll live with for the rest of his life.
When I walked around, I saw Ms. Ruscek dying on the ground. I felt horror. Seeing her there, I knew in an instant that I was wrong. The depth of my error has only increased from that moment on. Working to save her life and watching her slip away is a feeling I can't explain. I can say it leaves me sad. It leaves me numb and a feeling of incredibly lonely.
However, Judge Catherine Quaintance ignored defence arguments and imposed the sentence sought by the prosecution of 12 and a half years.
While he is clearly saddened by Ms. Ruscek's death, he does not take personal responsibility for making an erroneous decision to fire a gun at her. He has not acknowledged that he could have handled the situation any other way.
Judge Quaintance also dismissed an application to set aside the convictions and acquit Noor, saying he would have to formally appeal. She also said jurors had asked her when the police would reform and if officers would be sacked for attempting to shield Noor from scrutiny. Outside court, a group of about 100 Somali-American protesters, led by Alana Ramadan, expressed their disgust at the verdict.
God damn the people that use lies to convict black men here and throughout this country.
Ms. Ramadan says Noor was a sacrificial lamb and white police officers are let off unpunished.
The other officers that killed black men, shot him multiple times, shot him in the head, no charges. But this man shot one time and he has charges.
For others, though, it's justice at last for Justine and a long overdue reckoning for American police forces that kill about 1,000 people in shootings every year. This is Connor Duffy in Minneapolis for AM.